Message number 1035. As the numbers of those who follow Satan grows, they will go to great lengths to publicly declare their worship of the devil. Monday, February 3, 2014 at 21:00. My dearly beloved daughter, you will know my disciples not just by their faith but by their works. It is no use saying that you love me unless you live your faith through your thoughts, words, and deeds. It is only by the fruit which you produce can you truly say that you are a devoted disciple of mine. When you say you love me, you cannot reject those who call on you for help, those who are in dire need of comfort. You do not avoid helping others who are persecuted or who are in pain if you are truly mine. You do not speak cruelly or unkindly about another soul if you are faithful to my teachings. On the other hand, you will be able to identify clearly those who pay homage to me by the fruits they bear. They will never be afraid to proclaim the true word of God. They will always speak the truth, they will never speak ill of another, and they will be the first to bring comfort to the sick, the needy, and those who are searching for the truth. They will always place the needs of others before their own needs, show patience when challenged in my holy name, and they will remain silent when they suffer persecution because of their loyalty to me. They will always pray for the souls of others and beg for mercy for the whole of humanity. So while I find great solace and comfort in such souls, I strive only to draw the souls who are covered by the veil of deceit caused by the influence of Satan in their lives into my mercy. While I await the great day when I will reclaim my throne, I have to endure the agony of watching the beast Satan sit upon his throne, his arms resting proudly, feet apart, with the head of a goat, as he wallows in the adulation that is freely given to him by those he ensnares. The goat is a symbol of his infestation, where he devours the bodies and souls of all he possesses through the sin of sexual immorality. His first objective is to defile the human body by encouraging souls to degrade themselves in every way through the senses. His influence is everywhere, and the symbol of the goat and his horns will be visible in every gesture. His arrogance will soon be seen through the symbols which he encourages his followers to display to demonstrate their allegiance to him in every walk of life. As the numbers of those who follow Satan grows, they will go to great lengths to publicly declare their worship of the devil, and anyone who believes this to be harmless would be wise to stop now. They must beg me, Jesus Christ, to help them to overcome the evil power which will be exerted in the world because of the power which Satan will wield in these times. For every act of defiance against my church, my Father will punish the culprits. For every act of desecration they conduct within the holy temples of God, they will suffer greatly. But on the day when they desecrate my body, the Holy Eucharist, a great chastisement the likes of which has never been witnessed before, will befall my enemies. I plead with all those who believe in me, your beloved Jesus Christ, to be aware of the greatest abomination which is being planned at this time to destroy God's children. The wicked plan to seduce souls into denying God by selling themselves in body and soul to the beast is being cunningly orchestrated through the world of rock music, movies, politics, and religion. The time has come for the infestation to be made known to the world from within the temple of God. While many people would reject such an abomination, were it presented to them in an open way, the truth is that many of them will be none the wiser. But when the satanic symbols are placed within the churches, they will exert a power over the innocent, and without your prayers, sacrifices, and suffering, they will be taken away from me. When that time comes in the future, these souls will not believe those of you who know the truth. Then when the kernel of God's presence is attacked through His church on earth, the effects will be felt throughout the earth. Then the light of God will diminish because the presence of God will be extinguished. Only darkness will pervade. I ask you, my faithful servants, to do your duty and to stay alert for all the things which you have been warned about. To my sacred servants who will soon understand clearly what is happening before your eyes, I say this. It will be by my command that I will instruct you to carry out your holy duties to save as many souls as you can by remaining true to my word and feeding my flock until I make myself known on the great day. Your Jesus.